From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. This week, Dr. Alan Cairns is preaching a message entitled The Spirit of Revival, part of his series on the person and work of the Holy Spirit. In spite of God's promise of the presence and power of the Holy Spirit to the church, it is a sad fact that God's people, individually and corporately, fail to experience that power, and often seem to feel that the Lord has withdrawn Himself. As Dr. Cairns has already shown, the fault lies with believers, not with God. Among the causes are failure to confess sin, failure to lament the spiritual dearth, and a lack of experience of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. A true revival comes from the operation of the Holy Ghost and is characterized by holiness, a love for Christ, and boldness in witness. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, the Reverend Colin Mercer, Senior Minister of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, reports that archaeologists have found Joseph-era coins in Egypt.
For centuries now, men have made it their business to distort and deny the Word of God. I suppose ever since Satan said in the garden, "Ye have God said," and then follow that up with the claim, "Ye shall not surely die," many have followed in his footsteps and rejected the word of the living God. One aspect of the argument usually goes along the line that Scripture is at variance with science, it is at variance with society, it is at variance with knowledge, and it is at variance with history. In other words, the claim is that the word of God cannot be trusted. How often have you not heard that the record of the Old Testament is just a collection of myths and legends, that the writers pulled material from folklore and as mere editors simply compiled the record and made up the books that are attributed to them? That kind of accusation strikes at the heart of the Word of God. They claim the Scriptures are just myths and legends, without foundation in fact, that they're not accurate, not reliable. That's precisely what ungodly men want us to think. But hold a minute, there's a massive obstacle here. For there have been other historical records and archaeological discoveries that instead of undermining the Scriptures, actually go a long way to support the Scriptures. Take the case of the coins from Egypt. I was very interested to read from the Jerusalem Post these words. Archaeologists have discovered ancient Egyptian coins bearing the name and image of the biblical Joseph. The Cairo newspaper recently reported, excerpts show that the coins were discovered among a multitude of unsorted artifacts stored at the Museum of Egypt. The report went on, a thorough examination revealed that the coins bore the year in which they were minted and their value, are effigies of the pharaohs who ruled at the time of their minting. Some of the coins are from the time when Joseph lived in Egypt and bear his name and portrait. Just think of that, coins that prove Joseph was in Egypt and confirm the very date of his time there. Now what does that do? It confirms the accuracy of the Word of God. Sometimes Christians get a little shaky when some new discovery is made, whether that discovery involves bones or fossils or artifacts or something unknown, some unknown treasure. Christians become shaky because the case is often made against the Scripture. But here's something we should not forget. Whatever man discovers, whatever he finds out about the past, is always going to prove the Scriptures. How am I so sure? Because the Scriptures are true. When I think of the unity of the Word of God, the testimony of the Word of God, the indestructibility of the Word of God, the dynamic power of the Word of God, the everlasting influence of the Word of God, I'm compelled to acknowledge this book is right. There will never be a discovery made that will comprehensively prove the Bible to be wrong, because the Bible is the inspired, inerrant, and infallible Word of God. Now that places a solemn obligation upon us. If God has spoken to us through His Word, then we must take heed to what the Scriptures are saying. No man has the right to deny, distort, dispute, or disobey the word of the living God. This is true in regard to salvation. We are commanded to repent and believe the gospel. It's true in regard to our sanctification. We are not saved by our good works, but we are saved unto good works, and therefore we must take heed to the word of God. It's true in regard to our service. Let those who know Christ make the revealed Christ known unto others. This book is true. If you're wise, you will take heed to the glorious message that it contains.
As I read your holy word, help me see, Lord, help me learn. Holy Spirit, from its pages lead the way. Come and melt my stubborn will, make my heart and soul be still. As I read your word, may I heed it and obey. Like the first rays of morning light, it will pierce my darkest night, showing sins of doubt and fear within my heart. Then it brings cleansing hope that quiets my heart.
So as we read your holy word, help us see, Lord, help us learn. Holy Spirit, from its pages lead the way.
Open my eyes and let me see glimpses of truth you have for me. For in your word I find the truth that sets me free.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We have been delighted with the response to these programs. Your words of appreciation and your letters and emails have been most encouraging. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. And we're pleased to announce that the latest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is Darwinism. Two Free Presbyterian ministers deal with the fruit and the fallacies of Charles Darwin's theories. In that connection, there is a report on the wonders of God's handiwork displayed at the Creation Museum located near Cincinnati, Ohio. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church, focusing this time on Dr. S.B. Cook. The missionary focus is upon what the Lord is doing in the nation of France. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org, or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, is it ever right to have an abortion? What is revival? And do all who die as infants go to heaven? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Revival always produces deep holiness. There is a fire of holiness. Our God is a consuming fire. And people in revival will have the burning, blazing purity of holiness stamped upon them. There's also a fire of love. A love for Christ. A love for the means of grace. In revival, it's not hard to get people out to hear the Word of God. In revival, you'll not get people moaning that the preacher preached too long. They moan that he didn't preach long enough. And I tell you, if I was the preacher, that would certainly strain credulity. But still, that's the way it is. In revival, it's not hard to get them to the prayer meeting. In revival, it's not hard to get them to pray in a prayer meeting. In revival, the only difficulty is to stop the prayer meeting. Oh, there's a fire of love. A love for the means of grace. A spiritual love. Oh, people still have to eat. They still have to drink. They still have to clothe their family. They still have a job to do. In the Isle of Lewis, they said in the revival that they got more work done, but they got it done in a lot less time because the people were not given to materialism and then adding on the church and its services to that. They were given to the Lord, and they just did what they had to do to be good employers or good employees, as the case may be. But they had a love for the things of God. And of course there's a love for souls. There's a love for the perishing. There's a melting of the heart. You know, I feel and fear that if there's one thing missing among God's people today, it's a love for souls. We can watch as sinners go to hell, and it never touches our heart. Once the Holy Ghost comes, that changes. I tell you, it's because of a lack of the experience of the Holy Spirit filling our hearts that we can have such an attitude. And of course, then there's a fire of boldness. With holiness and love, there will come boldness. In Acts chapter 4, when the people of God were wanting the fullness of the Spirit, what did they pray for? They prayed for boldness. Now, I'm not talking about a brass neck. There are some tactless people who imagine that their impolite attitude and tactics amount to boldness. All they amount to so often is foolhardiness. I am not talking either about the kind of notion that says to you, well, I have to witness to 10 people this week, and therefore by hook or by crook I'm going to do it. And so just to rid your conscience of guilt, you get through your little spiel. I'm talking about a people who are so made like Christ in holiness, who are so made like Christ in love, whose hearts are so thrilled with what they have of Christ, and they are so stamped with what they see of eternity, that they have a boldness to speak for Him, and they fear neither man, woman, nor devil in the cause of Jesus Christ. That is always the case when there is an experience of the fullness of the Holy Ghost. But sadly, we have too much of a religion of the head, of the mouth, and of the hand, but very little of the heart. A religion that can think its way through the deep conundrums of theological questions. A religion that can profess great things, has all the vocabulary, but none of the vitality. A religion of the hand that has the mechanical doing, but without the heartbeat of a powerful manifestation of the Spirit of God. Isaiah says, there can be no bettering of the situation spiritually until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. Declension will dominate until we experience the outpouring of the Spirit of God. Thus we can see the cause of the condition of the declension that we find so often in the Church of Jesus Christ. But as I look at these texts, thank God there's hope. Because in Micah 2 and 7, I have to note that seasons of declension in the Church are never beyond the power of the Spirit of God. The question, is the Spirit of the Lord straitened? The answer implied is no. And then again, do not my words do good to him that walketh uprightly? The answer is yes. Now the Spirit of God is not straitened. He's not put in any straitjacket of impotence or idleness. He's not straitened by the devices of the wicked world. He's not straitened by the grip of the devil and the souls of men. He's not straitened because of our position in the program of prophecy. So many people want me to believe because of the lateness of the hour, we can't expect much from God. I think we must be reading a different Bible. He's not straitened by the fury and the faithlessness of apostates. All the ecumenists and rationalists and other ists that are infesting the church today can never straighten the power and operation of the blessed Spirit of God. He's not straightened by the magnitude of the problem that confronts his church. In fact, the very opposite could be said to be true. In Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 19, there is that outstanding and immutable promise. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. Now that's still in my Bible. I believe it. The enemy has come in like a flood. There is a very wicked generation in the world today. The grip of the devil on the souls of men is horrendous and horrific. We are late in the program of prophetic truth. Apostates are on every hand, cursing the work of God. The problem is enormous. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. We look with dismay on the current situation. And we have to be honest. It's very difficult to be optimistic about what you see going on in the world and in the church today. It's difficult to be optimistic. But when you go back to Ezekiel 37, now I know this is a prophecy and it has yet a literal fulfillment, but I believe also it's an outstanding parable that has a continuing fulfillment. In Ezekiel 37, we read, "The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord." Note those words. Because it's only in the Spirit that you can see the rest of Ezekiel 37. You look at this with the eyes of the flesh, and you'll come to a different conclusion. But when you're in the Spirit, you'll see this. "He set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, and he caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry." Here's the vision of the valley of dry bones, scattered upon the face of the earth. "And he said unto me," here's the question, "Son of man, can these bones live?" Let's bring it into different language with the same meaning. Can God send revival? Such a revival as will bring life to scattered, dead, dry bones? Ezekiel was not making any strong responses of faith at this point. He said, "O Lord God, thou knowest. Thou knowest." But the Lord said, "Prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord." Now what could be more stupid than standing talking to an excavated graveyard with all these dry bones scattered over the place? What could be more stupid in the mind of the flesh than to look at those bones and start preaching to them? That's not the way, you would say, to see anything much done. But that's God's way. And I tell you this, my friend,
These bones can live. And they live first when God gets a man filled with the Holy Ghost. And when a man filled with the Holy Ghost starts doing what the world says is stupid and starts preaching to dead bones, telling them what to do. And by the mighty power of God, they'll do it. When the Spirit of God comes in, as he later does in verse 9, and breathes life into them, these slain shall live. So there's nothing could be more discouraging than the situation that Ezekiel presents, but God could send revival.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.